Beautiful. It's Low, live in studio here on KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle. Not happy with that one?
Come on, that's the magic of radio. You don't get to see the crappy look on my face after I
that was
hit a couple
awesome.
Clams there.
Man, there's so many unique qualities and characteristics to Low's sound, but definitely your voices and in that song, just absolutely beautiful. That was Digging Back a Ways, right?
That was.
Yeah. We did a collaboration with this group from London called Springheel Jack, John and Ashley.
That was like 10 years ago, at least.
Yeah. I don't know. Steve actually dug that up recently and was saying we should play it. So we took it out for this tour.
Yeah, fantastic. Before that, Witches from the new record, Come On. And you've got such kind of an extensive catalog now. When you play live, do you dig deep? Do you try and find a couple of those gems, or do you?
Yeah. We usually try to get something that hasn't been heard for a while. I don't know. It's hard. I mean, you'd think that 14, 15 songs in a night you could kind of cover the bases, but it's pretty difficult.
We get in ruts, for sure.
Ruts. We
you know, where we start playing the same group
it's
of songs.
It's a nice way of saying we play like
we all get
on
ruts.
A couple songs
it's not
while,
ruts for us.
Like,
yeah.
While, yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. Usually we're playing the new record, and by the time you get done with that, there's not much time for. Mm-hmm. Stuff, but I don't know. We try to mix it up. It's there's definitely favorites that we almost play every show, and then others that only come out every once in a while, and they're pretty obvious.
Well, it was nice to hear that Hand So Small. So for the new album, Come On, you went back to the studio where you recorded Trust in 2002, Sacred Heart Studio.
Yeah, it's just a couple blocks from our house.
So it was easy?
Yeah.
Any other reason why you wanted to go back there?
Well, it's a beautiful old Catholic church that, you know, high ceilings and a big 120-year-old organ in it that's still working. And I don't know.
Do you use the organ?
Space. Yeah, we have. I think we did it on at least one song. But, yeah, it's just a big space, and I mean, a place like that, I think most musicians or anybody that's been in that situation knows that sort of an interesting place sometimes can be the right inspiration to kind of get you through that last 2% of what you're trying to do.
And Matt Beckley helped produce this one again, who worked on Trust.
No, he didn't. He did the Retribution Gospel Choir record.
Oh, he
too,
did.
But no, we... I think Matt was still in junior high school when we did Trust, so.
But he worked on this one.
Yes.
He did, yeah.
And he's kind of known for doing a lot of pop stuff.
Yeah. We keep reminding him that.
Does he give you Katy Perry stories or Avril Lavigne?
Yes.
Yes, actually. Paris Hilton, all the best.
So why did you bring him? Yeah.
Well, we'd met him through his father, actually, who's a member of the band America.
That's where the Trust thing comes in for me, because didn't his dad sing on Trust?
Yeah, Jerry Beckley has sung a few times. We met him years ago with some weird, quirky coincidence. And
so, hang on, you met his dad first?
Met his dad first, and he passed our music on to his son, and you know, who he's pretty close to, who also happens to be working in the industry, and got to know his son over the while, played with his, you know, played on bills with his bands from time to time, and then at a certain point we realized that he was that kind of producer. That was his day job, and you know, as soon as that comes up, then the curiosity comes up. I wonder what it'd be like if the Low were to go through that filter, so to speak. And that's what we end up with.
What was that like? I mean, in terms of the process, at least, was it any
different? Yeah, you know, I mean, we've worked with a lot of pretty eclectic people. We worked with Steve Fisk. We've worked with Steve Albini. See any other Steves out there? A lot of different producers, and they all have a different approach. Steve Albini is very much about the tracking and getting it all kind of in the tracking and capturing a good sound, whereas on the other end, someone like Matt Beckley is very... very Pro Tools savvy, and he's very much doing it in the computer, and it's a lot more hands-on and a lot more you know, here's mix 7, what do you think, and that kind of thing. So it was a different experience for sure, but the tracking again essentially came it essentially was on our back doorstep, and sort of ended up in L.A.
Got a couple other questions I want to ask you, but how about a song from the new record first?
Sure.
And this is Lo live in studio playing at Numo's tonight.